I could do more for someone with a gunshot wound to the head than for you, the neurologist explains. At least then, I could do surgery and repair the localized area of the gunshot. When you were hit on the back of the head, your brain slapped against the front of your skull, and when you were hit on the left side of your head, the brain slapped against the right side of your skull. Because of this contra coup concussion, you have injuries in every quadrant of your brain. I didn't go to medical school to work with patients I cannot help. If my brain were a china plate, broken into 5 pieces, the surgeon could carefully glue it back together. But my brain had dropped and smashed to smithereens. Too many tiny pieces to fix. And because I don't have seizures, thank God, I don't need medicine. No surgery, no medicine. My brain injury has nothing that the specialty of neurology is trained to handle. I am silent and look to the floor, because the floor in this moment is the only surface strong enough and wide enough and willing enough to hold up the shattering of my brain. Because looking at the floor, I can hide the tears welling up in my eyes. But my problems are neurological, I ask. Yes, she answers, but I cannot help you. At least now I know that my problems are neurological. It has been 4 months since my injury, and finally I am seeing an expert in the medical field. For the length of the long ride home, Hubert and I maintain silence. A padded cell to contain my emotional turmoil, which struggles to unleash. Barely containing myself, I clamp my jaw shut, push back the lump in my throat, and wipe away the stray tears escaping from my closed eyelids. I am reeling from the neurologist's blunt assessment. It slams the door shut on medical help for me. My problem is neurological, but no neurologist can help me. Back at home, Hubert helps me to walk down the long hallway to our bedroom, tucks me into bed, and brings me a glass of water. The moment he closes the door and I am alone, the dam breaks and I break down. The waters of my tears slowly erode the lump in my throat and the pit in my stomach. The spirit works through my tears to wash any encumbrance muddying my soul self, and I reconcile myself to the inability of medical knowledge to heal me. In the past 4 months, I have done everything possible to do what the doctors ordered. I have brought typed notes to each appointment, because after riding in the car, I cannot speak very well or think very clearly, though I want to communicate most effectively and use the time most efficiently. I have dedicated myself to following through with my esteemed doctor's recommendations more than I have dedicated myself to academics, but my work at school was rewarded with scholarships and honors, while my work to follow medical directions has been rewarded with a closed door. A whisper beckons to me. The spiritual door has not shut on you. My own certainty of knowing has slipped. My doctor's seeming omniscience has been called into question. Where is the authority for my healing? Medicine? A helpful science, with expertise upon which I might lean, medicine does not have all the answers. Where will I find the authority, the source of answers and directions, so that I can find healing? Me? I should be able to figure out how to improve my health. But my thinking and remembering have been compromised. I cannot even count on me. I am in a centrifuge. It's spinning, peeling away all that I have counted on, like medical fixes, a pain-free body, and dependable cognition. Oh, so dizzy. I can't keep it together anymore. I am too exhausted to cry, to stress, to pray, to care anymore. My fall into the centrifuge of injury shatters and peels away the shells of pretense. The yoke of who I am at my center spills out, slimy, and unstructured. Who I am soaks into the ground beneath, absorbing who I am. It is the ground of being. It is God. 20th century theologian Paul Tillich coined the phrase ground of being, a name for God. God is called the ground of being because God is the answer to the ontological threat of non-being. Paul Tillich, Systematic Theology, Volume 1. The essence, the love of God, the great I am, the ground of being, saves me as I crack wide open. For the first time since the accident, I sleep deeply and peacefully. Awakened by the stabbing pain on the left side of my head, I take a pill for pain and soon drift off into blessed sleep again. Unhinged, I barely move from bed for a few days. My denial, a necessary protective eggshell, has broken open prematurely. When I awaken from my flattened state, my consciousness has shifted. By faith, I have fallen not into the unknown. I have fallen upon God. God alone holds the ultimate authority for my healing. What is authority anyway? The word authority means the one to whom we look to and lean upon as master, leader, and author. No longer will I look to my mind or medicine for all the answers in my quest for healing. I will look to God, who will lead me to the ways of healing, including the ways of self-help, medicine, and more. God is the author of my soul, the ground of being, the artist who created me. Who better to lead me through the unknown?